Day 249, or September the 6th. Be thankful in good times. Our thoughts today are from Joel chapter 2, verse 13. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. This prophet has such a wonderful name. It literally means Yahweh is God, or as a Jewish speaker once said, his name is Yahweh, and his job is God. His dates are uncertain, but he was probably around during the ministry of Elisha. However, they are unlikely to have met, as Joel was in the south, whilst Elisha was in the north. Joel uses a natural calamity to make a godly point. Centuries later, Jesus would use nature and everyday experiences to make godly points too. He emphasized that just as a plague of locusts can cause havoc and despair, so will the day of the Lord when it comes, but even more so. This was an early warning of judgment to come, but it would be more than 200 years before Nebuchadnezzar would invade and the exile begin. Now that's plenty of warning from our loving Father God, isn't it? Joel uses a previous catastrophe of locust infestation to warn of a future calamity. Interestingly, God has used locusts previously when the 8th plague hit Egypt before the Israelites were released. Ironically, Moses declared them kosher and suitable to eat in Leviticus chapter 11. And now, our action step for today. Joel probably preached during the reign of Joash, who was a godly king of Judah, as were the next 3 kings. Things were running relatively smoothly at the time, so they had no real need of God, or so they thought. It's a natural thing for mankind to turn to their Creator in times of trouble. That's why the most unexpected people sometimes pray. However, don't wait until life begins to get difficult before trusting in God. Don't use him as an emergency service. Thank him today for the things that are going well for you. Count your blessings.